Rod said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 229. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
Let your ears be wide open. Listen very carefully to the voices that you hear. For you are in the last days, saith your Father God. And the enemy goes about to deceive, to trick, to fool. He comes as an angel of light. Know my word. Know what my word says. For I will not depart from my word, neither will I change my word. For my word stands throughout eternity. When I speak, it's according to my word, saith your Father God. It lines up with the things that you read. Be not fooled by the many voices that are being heard today.
That's right.
For they are not of me, saith your Father God. But know my voice. Know my voice. Draw closer to me. The days are far shorter than you realize. The days are far more evil than you realize. Prepare your heart now. Make yourself ready. Know my voice, saith your Father God.
Many, many today look in the wrong places, saith God, to hear my voice. For I say unto many, many go to large crowds of people, saith God, to hear my voice, yet they hear me not. Many will go to huge events that are assembled around the world, yet they hear not my voice. Many will attend and long to see the events in the world and look into the things that are happening around the world and seeing the disasters to hear my voice, yet they hear not. Though many things are seen in these days, saith God, it is only my voice that is so important in this hour, saith God. Do you not hear my voice, saith God? Do you not understand that you do not need to go anywhere to hear it, saith the Lord? Do you not realize that it is right there within your own heart that I speak, saith the Lord? And those that hear my voice and respond to my voice know what I am saying in this last day and in this last hour and understand what to do and how to respond and how not to panic or fear, saith the Lord. For I am a God of peace. I am a God of tranquility, but I am also a God of honor. Truly, saith the Lord, I am speaking to many, many hearts in these last days. Even as I always speak to my own church, my own people, I am also speaking unto those who do not know me in this last hour, that they might respond to my voice. For it is not my will that any would perish. But I would remind you and say unto you, things are going to perish. This present world, as you know it now, will perish. For behold, I will do a new thing in the days ahead. But who can know it? Who desires to know it? Who will respond to my voice, saith the Lord?
Yea, I say unto you, hearken now, unto the wind that is blowing in the tops of the mulberry trees, saith God. For I have told you that the winds would strengthen. I have told you that the tornadoes would come and be in different places, and now even they come earlier than before. And I have warned you about the heat that would come and the destruction that would come. Are you ready for the days ahead, saith God? Do you know who you are? Do you understand who I am? Do you read my word? Do you search my word? For it is there that you will find refuge, saith the Lord.
Are you ready for the days ahead? If you're not ready, you better get ready by reading God's Word so you will be able to relate to the truth when you hear it. When this program opens, you hear Alexander Scorby read from the audio Bible in the book of Genesis. Scorby says, And God said, then a dramatization of God's voice replies, I am that I am. Scorby then says, and he said. The dramatization of God's voice replies, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you, which I then repeat in my own voice, because I heard God's voice calling me, just like Moses did, to be his watchman. So that is the truth. That's why I do this program. Then, the signs program information, followed by Scorby's voice again saying, from Genesis chapter 1, verse 2c, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Scorby's voice again saying, and God said. The dramatized voice of God comes in saying, let there be light. Followed immediately by the prophecies by the signs ministers, which actually will be light to you if you have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord saith. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. I have been informed that one person cannot stand to hear that introduction. My. There must be something very wrong within the spirit of that person who says they like the rest of the program. My. Not wanting to hear I am that I am in a dramatized voice of God quoting Holy Scripture? Maybe some of you have misunderstood also what that is saying, so I have explained it to you. Stay tuned for an All Prophecy News Behind the News program. But first this, as we broadcast around the world this fine Thursday evening over Superstation WWRB 3.185 and also over the internet utilizing MP3 audio streaming and podcasting, also reaching all over the world. Stay tuned for a message by Pastor Ralston, followed by the Prophecy News Behind the News. Here is a song written and sung by Pastor Ralston.
The title of this song is called We Are There.
We are in the last day, man. Jesus said we come. They're filling all the prophecies that Jesus spoke when he come. And girl, I need a quick scripture that we're spoken in the mass. It won't be too long till we hear that trumpet blast. It's going to
are listening to Signs of the Times International Radio, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice to be his watchman, to announce to you the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Now, here is a message preached by Pastor Ralston.
Hallelujah.
Glory!
The title of this message I have today is called The Gaza Crisis.
Amen.
And the scripture I want to use today is out of Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. It says, "Gather yourselves together, yea, gather together, O nation not desired, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the chaff, before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you, before the day of the Lord's anger come upon you. Seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness. It may be ye shall be hid in the day of the Lord's anger, for Gaza shall be forsaken. Ashkelon, a desolation. They shall drive out Ashdod at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seacoast, the nation of the Kerethites. The word of the Lord is against you, O Canaan, O land of the Philistines. I will destroy you, that there shall be no inhabitant. And the seacoast shall be dwellings, and cottages for shepherds, folds for flocks. And the coast shall be for a remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereon. In the houses of Ashkelon shall they lie down in the evening, for the Lord their God shall visit them and turn away their captivity." And of course, the prophecy goes on and on. It's believed that this prophecy was fulfilled in 332 B.C. by Alexander the Great. But you need to know something about prophecy, because it is the word of God. The prophecy, therefore, is eternal, and it has value not only for that day, but for the day that we live in today. So many times people say, "Oh, that prophecy was fulfilled," but it has value today. Prophecy concerning Jesus had value for his day when he came, but it has value for today as well. Is it not the land of the Philistines who were the ancient and ongoing nemesis of Israel? When we're talking about that area that is bothering Gaza today, Gaza was known as Aza in its origin. Her name means strength. She was a key city of communication. She may be just the city that finalizes the Spalt Peace Treaty in these last days, known scripturally as the time of Jacob's trouble. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 4 and following talks about this. It says, "And these are the words that the Lord spoke concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not peace. Ask you now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with the hands on his loins, as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it."
Amen.
Says in Daniel 12:1, "And at that time shall Michael stand up." What are we talking about? "He, the great prince, which standeth for the children of thy people. There shall come a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered." Well, you can imagine the office of Michael the Archangel.
Amen.
You can imagine the power of God coming upon this special angel of God. You can imagine this. It says, "For thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in the book." Some history about Gaza. It was originally a Canaanite city, one of the chief Philistine cities. It was ascribed to the tribe of Judah by Joshua. Amen. When the Israelites were to conquer and obtain the land given to them by God, the city was full of giant Anakims. Amen. Gaza is where Samson, the mighty man of God, he did great exploits to conquer them, where he gave his life while destroying a great company of the Philistines. King Solomon had rule over Gaza and enjoyed a time of peace surrounding that city. God bless King Solomon for that time. King Hezekiah, he had a victory in war there over the Philistines. And of course, we know Alexander the Great's prophecy from the book of Amos was fulfilled, bringing judgment upon her for its transgressions. The Maccabees also destroyed it also by fire and sword. We learn in the New Testament that Philip the Evangelist ministered there by direction of the Holy Spirit to an Ethiopian eunuch who was headed in that direction, Gaza, whose inhabitants known today, of course, as Palestinians, and are mostly, if not all, of the religion of Islam. Today, the land biblically belonging to Israel has supposedly been sold to the Palestinians for peace purposes. Ha, 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 that's my answer as well. If you give the enemy an inch, you can be sure they will attempt to obtain a mile.
Amen.
Today, we see that happening, for it has only brought Israel's enemies closer, and they are troubling Israel. There is never peace between good and evil. There's never a peace between God and Satan. Only the wind of the Spirit converting the soul through the blood and the cross of Jesus Christ can ever bring peace, unity, love, etc. We are still in the times of the Gentiles, and the fulfillment of those times are rapidly closing.
Amen.
Concerning Israel, Jesus said this in Luke 21:19 and following, "In your patience possess ye your souls." Just that alone is a message all by itself, because the saints need to be patient during these difficult times that we live in. And that patience will help them endure and save their souls. Anyway, it says, when you see Jerusalem compassed around with an army, then know that the desolation thereof is nigh.
Right.
Then let them which are in Judea flee to the mountains. Let them which are in the midst of it depart out. Let not them that are in the countries enter thereinto. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. But woe unto them with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon his people.
Amen.
And there shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. I believe that we, the church, will not be here when this takes place, for I believe the days of vengeance speak of God's wrath. We have been witnessing mass efforts by nations right now to bring Israel and her neighbors into a peace accord. Daniel 9:27 says this, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause a sacrifice and oblation to cease. And the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even unto the consummation, and that determined shall be poured out upon the desolate." Scriptures teach that a strong man known as the Antichrist, a king of fierce countenance, will set himself up as God in the temple of Jerusalem in the midst of the week. Again, I repeat what Daniel 12:1 says, "And at that time Michael shall stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and there shall be a time of trouble such as never was. There was a nation even to that time, and at that time thy people shall be delivered. Every one shall be found written in the book." Verse 2, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Verse 5, "And then Daniel looked, and behold, there stood other two, one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river. And one said to the man in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" That right there, again, is another message. Oh, hallelujah, glory to God. And a lot of people say, how long? How long? How long? How long shall it be? "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river. And when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times and a half, when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people. All these things shall be finished." It speaks of a 3.5-year period. The scriptures, of course, out of the book of Daniel get even more specific. And it speaks of a time about 42 to 44 and a half months, which is right in that 3.5-year period. Verse 2, I believe, of course, talks about the rapture taking place. Scriptures also teach that God has a safe haven for his people.
Amen.
When the Antichrist or Satan would like to destroy them all, we must be reminded of this precious scripture in Revelation 12:12-14. "Therefore rejoice, O you heavens, and you that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea." And we know out of Revelation chapter 13, it talks about a kingdom rising up out of the sea. "For the devil has come unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time."
Right.
And when the dragon saw that he was cast into the earth, he persecuted the woman, which brought forth the man-child. We definitely know, in a big part, that that is definitely the Jewish nation. Hallelujah. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, and that's the whole point here, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place where she is nourished for a time, times, and half a time from the face of the serpent. See, God always loves grand finales, especially when he comes at the end of the great tribulation with his saints and forever reigns over all the kingdoms of this world. Some feel we're in the tribulation now, looking at the economy, the ecology, the world turmoil, and all the world's effort to unite us as a one world order. It's easy to think that. If we're not in it already, we certainly are knocking on its door of entry. But I tell you, we should always be ready, no matter when you believe, when Christ will come. Jacob's trouble is the world's trouble. Israel has very few allies, and what she has is rapidly decreasing. Our country has suffered in its negotiations to sell her land for peace. How long will we in the U.S. stand by her? This will determine, if anything, I believe, how long we can maintain as a world power. For if we forsake Israel, the Gaza crisis will look minor to the crisis we, the U.S., will face.
Amen.
But I want to finish this with an interesting scripture of what Jesus said at another time, at the beginning of another week in the course of history. And it's recorded in John 20:19-20. He says, "Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut and the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed unto them his hands and his side. And then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord." I hope that you see the Lord today, because what you see will bring you peace amidst the crisis.
Right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, "Jesus, Jesus, cleanse me of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, renew a right spirit within me. Jesus, save my soul so that I can spend an eternal age with you and not fret about the last day age and its secrets. I'll endure to the end with you, Jesus. Those that endure to the end shall be what? Shall be saved," the Bible says. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Enduring to the end when Jesus returns is so important. It's a time when all who believe in Him and are saved will be set totally free. Now a couple prophecy news behind the news reports. Ike Damage Galveston goes on Mardi Gras Fest. Hundreds of revelers gathered to celebrate an annual Mardi Gras tradition in a show of support for this island off Louisiana in the United States that was ravaged by Hurricane Ike's powerful storm surge just a few months ago. Some spectators wore t-shirts that read, "I Survived Ike." City officials had worried that Ike's destruction might cancel the celebration, which has been a citywide tradition since 1985. The city first celebrated Mardi Gras in 1867. Watchman comment, "Galveston, get ready for the next round of your sin rebuking. Kind of reminds me of Pastor Ralston's message on Gaza. Acts chapter 17, verses 30 and 31, paraphrased. There was a time of ignorance God overlooked, but now He commands all men everywhere to repent because of the appointed day when He will judge the world." Continuing, "Potions and charms and spells, oh my. Witches are coming out of the broom closet, but they're not calling themselves witches anymore. Instead, those in the craft prefer Wiccan, which comes from the earlier form of the word for witch. Perhaps the name has been changed to take the sting out of it, but a witch by any other name is still a witch. It's impossible to determine the numbers of Wiccans there are worldwide because they have no formal membership. Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 10, 11, 12. There shall not be found among you anyone that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch, or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord." Continuing, "President Blair, former PM, set to become EU chief. Tony Blair is poised to become the first president of Europe after it was confirmed that French leader Nicolas Sarkozy is determined to help him win the post. A senior aide to President Sarkozy told a private gathering of senior British and French politicians that he is to tell fellow EU leaders that Mr. Blair is the only man who can help Europe stand up to the rest of the world. The role is due to be created next year. 1 John chapter 2, verse 18. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Continuing, merciless robots will fight future wars. Robots will be the armies of the future in a case of science fact catching up to fiction, a researcher is saying. The move has the potential to exacerbate warfare by having heartless machines do the dirty work. We are at a point of revolution and war, like the invention of the atomic bomb. There is a disturbing cross between robotics and terrorism. You don't have to convince robots like Muslims that they are going to get 72 virgins when they die to get them to blow themselves up. Watchman comment. This fulfills the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman, telling you this was going to come. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Watchman Shofar. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please give me a call or write and let me know that. Please write signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate that N-Y, zip code 13797 in the USA, with your comments, offerings, tithes, love gifts, prayer requests, letters of support, and any blessing you might want to give. Here is another audio clip of a radio check that I have received. There has not been many calls lately, so please think about calling after this.
This is James, Quebec, Canada. Praise the Lord. God bless you and your ministry, what you're trying to do for the people, for our brothers and sisters. God bless you, brother. Maranatha. Bye now.
Thank you, Brother Claire from Quebec, Canada. Maranatha. It takes only a few seconds to call in and give that radio check, and the cost is really minimal for those few seconds to call my 24-hour voicemail and record any time. But there is only one line, so please keep trying. 1-607-201-5663. I really appreciate hearing from my friends, and it helps so much to keep me going in the work of this ministry God has called me to. Write signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y 13797, USA, or call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, my friends. You can hear signs on Mondays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays 10:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays 9 p.m. Eastern Time, all, of course, on Superstation WWRB frequency 3.185. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus in your heart, you have nothing to fear about the last day signs, the end times, being upon the earth. Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 through 6. Thou hast a few names written in Sardis, which have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Wow, now that's a bunch of Bible promises for you. Did you get all those? Read Revelation chapter 3, verses 4 through 6 again. Dressed in white, a new name written in the book of life. Are you ready for that? Be an overcomer. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus loves you. I love you. All the signs ministers love you. Maranatha, our friends. Watchman's ending shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Amen.